Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Talk of a 50-year mortgage plan. President Trump threw it out there as maybe a possible way, and he tries to solve problems, a possible way to deal with the cost of affordable housing. But when you go to a 50-year mortgage versus a 30-year, I mean, here's one example. If you're paying 6.25 interest rate on both, and usually if it's a longer period of time, that interest rate might actually be a little higher for the 50-year.
Mm-hmm.
And you're stretching this out, so it would lower your payments a little bit. But at the end of that loan, you're paying $816,000 in interest.
Wow.
Versus a 30-year loan's bad enough,
mm-hmm.
$438,000. But really,
almost close
to double.
Wow.
So that has to be a consideration.
Yeah.
And I know, look, it's tough for young people, especially starting out.
Mm-hmm.
But here's... Instead of looking for a way, I don't know, a way to get around it, which I don't know how much you're going to save. I mean,
right.
Look, you know, oh, it's a $2,400 mortgage versus a $2,600 mortgage. If you're that close to not being able to do it, don't do it.
At all, no.
Yeah.
But if it's that close and you can chop off years off that loan, boy, go for it.
Well, everybody says that. Not a lot of people do it. You have to be disciplined.
That's true.
And that gets to my next point. You know, in today's world, and I'm not picking on all younger people, but I will pick on some of them.
Uh-huh.
These same people that want their lattes.
Oh, I know.
they don't want to drive the old, you know, family heap, mm-hmm. all that.
Yep.
They're not willing to make sacrifices when they look at houses. If a friend has a nice house, oh, that's it. There's no way you're going to go buy a dump.
Right.
Well, guess what? You buy what you can afford. And you can always move up. That's been part of the American dream, you know? And you move up, and the average homeowner only stays in America in their home for like 3.5 years. So get the dump. You fix it up. You make it nice. You get ahead a little bit financially. Then, when you're ready to make a move, maybe you have something of substance
mm-hmm.
that you can put down on the next one. And this is something that is created wealth for a lot of people. But in my opinion, you definitely want to get in the game, so to speak.
Right. Well, and the key here, obviously, too, some of the young people, you're wasting month after month after month on rent. If you can get into a mortgage earlier, like this 50-year, knowing that your income will probably go up, you'll get a better job, you refinance that thing a decade in or so, and you still chop some time off, you've gotten in earlier as opposed to wasting the money on rent, and you're building equity.
Yeah, just remember at the beginning of a 50-year loan, you're going to be paying about 95% of that payment is going to be interest,
yes,
not principal.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, young people need to kind of understand that they, I don't know that maybe as parents we don't do enough to help them to understand the idea behind sacrifice. I told my kids basically, the harder you work when you're younger, and whether that's work or school work, you know, the harder you work when you're younger, the better your life will be when you get older. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a hard concept for kids because they're like, oh, I'm never going to get old. And you just don't think of life that way.
But then one day you wake up. And
right.
Whoops, where'd it go?
And if you had been, you know, accruing money in a 401k or doing all those sacrificial things when you were young, mm-hmm, it adds up to be substantially more than those who waited till like their 40s. Well, I guess that maybe I should start putting something away for retirement. You think?
Well, I'll never forget when I bought my first house and I looked at that whole list. You know,
like how much you're actually paying,
yes,
at the
and
end
I
of
realize,
it.
You know, you're paying about three times for the house. What, you know, because interest rates were higher back then. Literally, it was going to be about three times over.
Really?
At the time. Yeah. Crazy.
And, you know, I don't know what all the alternatives are. You've got to live somewhere.
Yeah.
Rent is very, very high, especially in some areas. And Florida, the pressure here, I mean, people continually want to move here. And maybe escape some of their blue cities and states, especially. And they might have a substantial amount of money to put down. They put the pressure on home prices, and they tend to rise. And, you know, for the folks that, you know, born and raised or came here, you know, and still on the younger side, it makes it much, much more challenging.
Well, you said something there that made me go back to this analogy. By buying that house, let's say 10 years earlier than you would have if you rented for the first 10 years, you've locked in a price of a home, as opposed to waiting 10 years and buying one when they cost how much more for that same house. So I could see where if you know that you're going to refinance in a few years, this could be a great idea.
Yeah, it could be. My idea is try to get ahead of the curve.
Oh, I agree.
Well, you can. And sacrifice. It's hard. It's easier said than done. All your friends are having that nice little latte.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, I got the Folgers out. That's talk about first world problems. My Keurig died. It's like usually you get a little bit of warning, you know? You can fix it if it's scaling, something goes on. This thing just died. Yeah, that scaling light might have been blinking a little bit, but come on. And, I mean, I rested the power supply, did, you know, the things that I found on the internet anyway. It was dead.
Wow.
So when you take out a coffee pot that hasn't been used in a few years, is up in a closet, my advice is clean it thoroughly.
There you go.
And run a couple of cycles through it.
Good advice.
And it worked, and my coffee this morning was pretty good, I have to say. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Lars from Mars, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Just two quick things on the 50-year mortgage. I remember when I was younger, the only long-term mortgage you could get was a 20-year mortgage. So when somebody floated a 30-year mortgage, we heard the exact same thing that we're hearing now. What? You can't do that. People can't afford to be stressed out that long under a mortgage. But the other thing is, maybe this is a good opportunity for people to wake up and realize that this is a chance to earn generational wealth through a house. Get your family together and, you know, do a generational thing. Everybody lives in a big-ass house. Oops, excuse me. Did I say that?
That's okay. We get the point.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. People from, say, other cultures or that are new, they sacrifice, live together, maybe pool their money, buy a business. Mm-hmm. Then when that's successful, they buy another business. We've all seen it happen.
Yeah.
We all watched it happen.
And they're from someplace else living the American dream better than we are.
Yeah.
Huh.
That is interesting, isn't it?
I'm craving Chinese for lunch.
The other thing, we don't have time to get into it now, is maybe we need to figure out how to build a cheaper home. You know? Think about it. Let's use technology. Hey, what about AI?
Oh, no.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.